Reading from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Sri Vedavyas Vrindavan Das Thakur, Chapter 13, Deliverance of Jughai and Mudhai. Yesterday we heard how Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda were wandering throughout Nadia preaching to everyone. Bhalo Krishna, Gao Krishna, Vajaha Krishnere, to worship Krishna, chant Krishna's name and sing his glories. Vrindavan Das Thakur described them as Dui Jagat Ishvare, that their Haridas and Nityananda are Dui Jagat Ishvare. They are two controllers of the universe. One is controlling the living entities by controlling their mind. Haridas Thakur controls the mind of the living entities by blessing them with the holy name. When one takes up the chanting of the holy name of Krishna, then the sinful propensities of his mind, they go away. And then his mind turns towards and becomes inclined towards the service of the Lord. So that's the effect or the influence of the control of Haridas Thakur. Nityananda, he is also the second controller because he drives away, by his power, he drives away unhappiness from the heart and fills the heart with unlimited bliss, which is the prayojan of Premananda, which is the ultimate fruit of devotional service, which is awarded by Nityananda and his immediate representative, Sri Guru. This is chapter 13, text 19 through 20. Tohana sanyasi vesh jana jara gare hatte vyatyasi biksha nimantrana kare Nityananda Haridasa bale e biksha bala krishna bhajo krishna kara krishna shiksha. Nityananda and Haridas Thakur were dressed as sannyasis, sannyasi vesh. At every house they went, they were eagerly invited to take their meal. Because generally when some uninvited guests show up at the house of a grihastha, they're considered to be Atiti Narayan. Or in this case, since there's two of them, Nitai and Haridas, they may be considered as Naranarayan. Naranarayan. So people will treat them very cordially and very respectfully, such a guest or guests. And one of the primary activities of grihasthas is to distribute food, to give in charity, especially food, to any guests. Hospitality. Hospitality and giving in charity are the two primary activities of those in the grihastha ashram. So responding appropriately according to the rules and regulations of cultured society, every house that Nittai and Haridas went to, they invited them in for prasadam. Please come take prasadam. But they were going to many houses in one day. And how much prasadam can you eat in one day? Especially if you're sannyasis, sannyasi vesh. They're dressed as sannyasis. And obviously they were in full control of their senses. So they didn't take any food, and they didn't ask for any food. They said, yes, we want bhikshu, we want charity, but we don't want to accept your hospitality in the form of foodstuffs, nor do we request charity in the form of money or cloth, silk cloth or money or some other gift, shoes or umbrellas. These are some of the preferred gifts to give in charity to mendicants. They said, our only bhikshu is that we request you to chant the names of Krishna, worship Krishna, and follow the teachings of Krishna. Wherever they went, they did not accept anything. Rather, as ordered by the Lord, they simply requested everyone to chant the names of Krishna, worship Krishna, and follow the instructions of Krishna. So they were not preaching to make a profit. They're not preaching to fill their bellies. They're simply preaching to give mercy. Parama Udhara. Udhara. welfare work. And they were simply giving appropriate teachings, shiksha amrita, and giving mercy to the conditioned souls. Because the only solution to the problems everyone faces is to worship Krishna and chant his holy name, follow his teachings. So they're mercifully going from door to door. God became a beggar. Lakshminath, the Lord, the Master, the Swami of Lakshmi Devi, he became a beggar out of his infinite love and compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Just see the merciful expression of the Divine Lord. He goes from house to house, door to door. Now remember, people 500 years ago, it's pretty much like today. Maybe not so bad, but 500 years ago, people in Navadvip and Mayapur, they were eating fish as they're eating today. And they're eating chicken as they're eating today. And they're eating goats as they're eating today. Kali Prasad. And as you know, when these substances are cooked inside a house, if you're a sattvic person or following the path of purified life, yoga and sattvic ahara, sattvic vichara, pure life, then when you smell burning goat flesh and burning chicken flesh, it stinks. It's most abominable, horrible, repulsive. And this is what you face, because any devotee who's been a Sankirtan devotee or possibly visited some Mlecha Yavana relatives, then you can experience what this smells like. Having been a Sankirtan devotee and going door to door, until they open the door, it's fine. You're walking down the hallway, and hallways also stink, but not so bad. Then when they open the door, you ring the doorbell and they say, "Oh, what do you have?" It's, "Oh, these are some new books from the publisher that have just been released in this neighborhood." Whatever, you have special lines, you know. They get inside the house. This is a very special distribution. We're showing these books to people in this neighborhood and get some feedback. "Are you selling books?" No, we're not selling. "We just want to show them to you and get your response." "Oh, okay, as long as you're not selling." No, we're not selling. And then come into the house. So then you go in the house and it's, oof, vapuri, vap. So much. It's practically you faint. Between the smell of the dog sitting on the couch and then the burning chicken inside the kitchen, somehow you tolerate it all because you want to give the mercy. Vaishnava Kripambudhi. The Vaishnava is an ocean of Kripambudhi, of mercy. And on Guru's water and on our own inspiration and surrender, in a mood of sacrifice and surrender and dedication, we're going relentlessly house to house, door to door. So this is Nityananda, Lord Nityananda Balaram, who's wearing Vaijayanti mala and beautiful forest garlands and anointed with chandan on his limbs and kasturi musk and camphor, and his body is so beautifully fragrant and so attractive, and he smells so wonderfully. He's entering the houses of the Bengalis 500 years ago. Not to speak of fish and chicken and goats, but let's not forget garlic and onions. Generally, when people cook fish and goat and chicken, then garlic and onions are a part of the program. And wow. So, we don't hear any description of this. This is what we call reading between the lines. Reading, there's the lines of the Shastra, then there's the between the lines, what's the actual setting and scene? If the author is not depicting it, then he leaves it to the discretion of the reader to fill in the details, depending on his familiarity with the historical setting. So they went, they tolerated everything. Tamsa tiksha shvakar, what is it? Bharata. Kapila Muni, we're in third canto now. Kapila Muni will start instructing his mother, Devahuti, and all of us. So she asks Kapila Muni, what are the symptoms of a saintly person? Tatikshva Kurunika Srida Savadehana. He says a saintly person is Tatikshva. This is the first quality. He's very tolerant. Tatikshva. Karunika, and compassionate, merciful. Suridam Sarvadehina, he's a very heartly friend, Suridam. He feels that the sadhu, Vaishnav preacher, he feels the heart of the conditioned soul to be his own heart. As I say in English, my heart bleeds for you. This is an exaggerated statement, but it really finds its fullest meaning in the activities of the compassionate preacher, Tatikshva Krunika. Surida Sarvadehanam, he's so much friendly, Surit, to all the conditioned souls, Sarvadehina. It's very interesting, Kapila is saying that he's a friend, he doesn't say Sarva Manushya, Manushya, or Sarva Bhuta. He says he's a friend, Suridam Sarvadehina. He's a friend to any jiva who has a body. There's Atma and Deha, Atma and Sharir, soul and body, a body and a soul. So he's friendly, and very friendly, Suridam, Suridhi, good-hearted. He's good-hearted. He's a good-hearted person. He's in the heart. He feels the hearts of others to be his own heart. He feels their suffering. For all the living entities, for the cockroaches, for the ants, for the birds, for the human beings, for the fish. This is the real characteristics of a saintly Vaishnava. As Prabhupada often said, there can't be any unity of man or brotherhood of man or women or whatever unless we actually have a common father. If we recognize and accept the common father, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, and awaken and direct and express our love toward him, and it's very easy to express our love towards all the other family members who are sheltered under the mercy of the Universal Father, Sri Krishna. So this is divine brotherhood. Brother cat, brother bird, brother tree. Sarvadehinam. So he distributes. You see in Vrindavan, the sadhus, they take chini, sugar, and they offer it to, they buy 250 grams of sugar and they offer it to Banki Bihari, to Radha Damodar, Radha Shyam Sundar. They put Tulsi Patra, Tulsi leaf on it, and they give it to the Bajari and say, please offer this to Thakurji. Oh, Patram Pushpam, sweet, Krishna likes sweet. Pujari offers it and returns it to the devotee, the bhakta. Then the bhakta, the devotee, saintly person, he takes that maha chini, maha sugar. He goes on parikrama, because it's his daily abhyas, expression of devotion, padasevanam. He walks around Vrindavan, and wherever he sees any ants crawling here and there at the base of some tree or on the side of the footpath, he stops and very carefully distributes maha sugar to the ants. Food for life. Generally, our food for life program is restricted to human beings. And if there's anything left over, we throw it to the dogs or whatever. First we feed the bums, so-called bums, very fortunate bums, derelicts and poor people or whatever. Or maybe they're the objects of the original distribution, whatever. And then the animals. But ants? Cockroaches? So devotees have such a heart. And they'll be, if they live in a city, naturally cities, you have to share your apartment. When you live in a city, you have to share your apartment with the cockroaches. They're very friendly associates in the cities, New York, Delhi, etc., Bombay. So a devotee gets some maha honey from Lord Balaram. He goes to the temple, they give him, they sell it in some temples, maha shahad honey from Balaram. Because every day they offer a katori of honey to Balaram, at least in Vrindavan. So it piles up, the maha piles up. So they buy a jar, then they mix that honey in their herbal tea, Gokul tea, whatever, put it on their oatmeal or something. And while they're eating, then the friendly cockroach comes out of the wall to say hello. And then, oh, cockroach, oh, hey, take some of this. Then the devotee takes his spoon and he drops a few drops on the table for the cockroach. He gives him maha honey. This is his prem bhav, his love. This is Kurunika, Tatikshva Kurunika. So broad-minded, so broad-hearted. This is the Gaudiya Vaishnava. Because he sees everywhere his Lord. His Lord is in the heart of every living entity. Oh Krishna, what a strange form you have. So shiny. Your back is so shiny. And you can walk and you can fly. You can jump. So, this is also Krishna. Mamayavamsho jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana. All the living entities are parts and parcels of Krishna. So Haridas and Ittai, they're overlooking all these horrible obstacles in the environment, and they're just seeing suffering conditioned souls, let us distribute the mercy. And this is their mentality. He bola bhali dui jana chali jai jehaya sujan se bhara sukopai. After speaking in this way to the householders, Nittai and Haridas departed. Those who were pious became most pleased. So the author is setting the stage here in a very wonderful way, describing the impact of the preaching of Nittai and Haridas, that the Sujana Bharasukha, Bharasukahai. Sujana means good guys. The good guys. Always in any drama, there's the party, the favorable party and the anti-party. Pakshasakhi and Vipakshasakhi. Paksha means my group. Like we have Krishna Paksha and Shukla Paksha. The division of the month. So Pakshasakhi means my division, my group of Sakhis. And Vipaksha means, Vigita means against. Those that are against me. So the Pakshasakhis of Radha, Radharani, are of course Ashtasakhis. And you have here on the altar Tungavidya, Chitra, Champak, Lalita, Vishaka, and then Indulekha, Rangadevi, and Sudevi. And this is the sequence, the order, how they're standing. And these are Pakshasakhi, favorable party. That's the general classification. And then there's different degrees of intimacy within that favorable party. Pransaki, Priyasaki, Priyanarmasaki, Paramapreshtasaki. Then on the other side, there's Vipakshasaki, the Sakis at the anti-party, the rivals. Of course, not exactly rivals, but they're taking exhibiting that posture to nourish and enhance the Leela of Radha and Krishna, especially Krishna. The Chandravali and Padma and Shaibya, they are in the anti-party. So here, as the story develops, we hear the Sujana, the good persons, the pious, religious-minded persons, they became very happy to hear the preaching of Nittai and Haridas. Because practically, they're already doing it. They're already following the teachings of Krishna. They read Bhagavad Gita every day. That itself is the instruction of Krishna. Anyone who studies this sacred conversation between Arjuna and Krishna, he's worshipping me with his intelligence. So that's puja, that's Krishna puja. Studying Gita every day, Gita pat. This is worshipping Krishna with the intelligence Krishna himself is telling in the Bhagavad Gita. So the sujana, they're pious, the religious. And they were happy to hear the instructions because they were following them. And if they were following them, they would follow them better when being encouraged by Nittai and Haridas. Bhaja Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Koro Krishna, Shiksha. So yes, yes, oh yes, thank you for reminding me. Oh, you're reminding me, Bolo Krishna. Yes, yes, Krishna, 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 Krishna. So they were happy. Sukha, Bharo Sukha Hai. Very happy. So these are Sujanas, but as the story unfolds, we'll hear about the Durjana. If there's Sujana, there must be Durjana. Jana means living entity or person, human being. So su means good and dura means bad. You ever hear of someone named Duryodhan? I think everyone's heard of Duryodhan. So Duryodhan, Yodhan means, you've heard of Yudhisthira. And then there's Duryodhan. So I believe Yudha means, has something to do with fighting, heroism. So Yudhisthira, he was very fixed and determined in fighting. But Duryodhan means he was a bad fighter, as far as I understand. He was a Duryodhan, he was a dirty fighter, bad fighter. So the Duryodhana, we're hearing about the Sujana. So the good guys are happy and Haridas and Nitya are going house to house and people are receiving him. Oh, it's so good that you have come. Oh, you're not begging for anything. You're not asking us to become life members. You're not asking for any donation for the new temple. You're only asking us to worship Krishna. Oh, that's nice. We're doing that and we'll continue it and it will improve our worship. And you're not asking us to donate your house for a college preaching center, because we live across the street from the Navadvip Sanskrit College. So you're not begging us to donate our house. You're simply saying, your only biksha that you're asking for is to increase our devotion. We're very happy. Mbarosuka. But as the story unfolds, the Duryodhanas will manifest, and they will be Bharaduki. Nityananda Sukhi, Bharaduki, right? Nityananda, you are so blissful and happy, but I am so unhappy. There's one bhajan like that. So we'll find out who those Duryodhanas are. They're the chapter is named after those Duryodhanas. Aparupa shuni loka dui janara muke nana jana nana kata kahi nana suke. Hearing the unprecedented words, aparupa, from the mouths of Haridas and Nittai, various people found varieties of pleasure while discussing various related topics. So the momentary association with Nittai and Haridas inspired the Sujanas to increase their Krishna Katha, Hari Katha. They became inspired. This is what happens when one has Sadhu Sangha. It increases the inspiration in the heart. The flow of devotion starts to move. What is stagnant or what is potential becomes kinetic. What is stagnant starts to move and becomes fresh. Sometimes our devotion, our bhakti, becomes somewhat stagnant. It stops moving, and we feel like we're not going anywhere. It seems humdrum and commonplace. Oh, the same old chanting, the same old Mangal Arati, the same old, same old. And that's our deficiency due to a lack of surrender, because bhakti is measured by sharanagati. They go hand in hand. So the more sharanagati, the more bhakti comes. There's an interrelation. So when we find ourselves in a stagnant position, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling in Harinam Chintamani, he's saying that a good remedy for stagnation, or to make our bhakti fresh, to develop a fresh outlook, or to refresh ourselves. When you fly in the airplane, they hand you a moist towel and say, here, refresh yourself. They give you some face cloth dipped in some hot water and you put it on your face and rub your hands and become refreshed. At least that's what the idea is. So we become refreshed or renewed or enthused in devotion by Sadhu Sangha. And specifically he recommends that one observes an Ekadasi Vrata with some advanced devotees or an advanced devotee. That he sits with an advanced devotee and here he chants the holy name with him and chants bhajans with him, hears Hari Katha from him, passes the whole day and night. And this will give renewed enthusiasm, he says. Renewed enthusiasm for devotional practices. The flow of our bhakti will start moving with new waves of happiness and new waves of hope. Because in stagnation, often Stagnation brings hopelessness. We become stagnated, we stop moving, we stop going forward. Rather, in fact, we start backpedaling, start going backwards, and become overcome by inertia and various influences of tamagun, which create a hopelessness within the heart and mind. The sadhu sangha is so much valuable. And this is a fact. If anyone is ever associated with advanced devotees and heard Harikatha from them with a mood of sincere surrender, then the result is enthusiasm. And this is, of course, the first of six favorable qualities for the progress of devotion. Rupa Goswami enumerates in Upadeshamrita. Utsaha nischayat dharyat. Utsaha, enthusiasm. Prabhupada once, on several occasions, he would quote a Bengali proverb that said, if one is enthusiastic about his business, this is the proverb, if one is very enthusiastic, then the goddess of fortune will live with him. So if you're very enthusiastic about selling your shoes on the street corner, means you'll go up to people, oh, buy my shoes. Oh, I already have shoes. No, my shoes, I made these shoes myself. They're very good. So you're very enthusiastic, and pretty soon you start selling shoes. Then you get money. Goddess of fortune is also equivalent to money. So in our case, if we're enthusiastic about devotion, then the origin of the goddess of fortune will move into our heart. The Adi Shakti, the Sarva Shakti Mayi, Srimati Radharani, the goddess of devotion, supreme, will take residence in the heart. Because Bhakti Devi is described that Bhakti Devi is an ansh. She's an ansh of Srimati Radharani. She's expansion of Radharani, the Ladini Samvit aspect of Radharani. Radharani, she has the three divisions of her devotional energies, Ladini Samvit and Sandini. But primarily she serves Krishna through the capacity of Ladini, which we're most familiar with. But this bhakti is Radharani's expansion. And bhakti, of course, is made of, it's a fusion of two energies, Samvit, which is actually Krishna, Vasudeva Krishna, knowledge, and the ability to receive Krishna's love into the heart, Ladini. Ladini mixes with the atomic chit, the anu chit, the minuscule, minute touch of ananda, which was within the tatastha jiva. This ladini mixes there and gives the jiva the ability to love God. Krishna instills love in our heart, bhakti, bhava, and prema. Rather, Radharani instills that prema in our heart so then we can worship her Lord, because he is only worshipped with prema. Prem seva. Prem sekoho, Sri Radhe, is what they say in Bhagavad Saptaha in Vrindavan. Person's lecturing and he says, Prem sekoho, and everyone says, Sri Radhe. Prem sekoho means, we say, Prema deko chitani nitai, right? Shadira avidyajal. You've heard this prayer? Shadira avidyajal. Everyone's familiar? Prema deko? Chaitanya Nitai! Premi Dako. Premi Dako means loudly, Dako, with prem. If there's any moment in a devotee's life when he should feel loving sentiments, it should be now. Now is the time to express your loving sentiments when prasadam comes before our nose. Premi Dako, Chaitanya Nitai. Mahaprasadi Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnave Savampunivatara Jan Vishvasho Navajayate. Oh, very good. Krishna surely enjoyed this. Now let us take this prasadam to our full satisfaction, right? That we do. But do we glorify Chaitanya Nitai with prem that we're striving for? So the people are very happy to hear this. This is the sujana. This is the response of the sujana. This is the preaching response, the impact of their preaching on the good guys. They were very happy. Kariba Kariba Keha Balaye Santosh Keha Bali Duijana Shipta Mantra Dosh. Some Sujanas, good people, they replied to the request of Nittai and Haridas. Yes, yes. Kariba, Kariba, we will do. We will worship Krishna. We will follow Krishna's instructions. And we will chant his name as you are requesting us. But others said, Duijana Shipta Mantra Dosh. These two are crazy because of bad advice. So the unfortunate people thought that their statements were full of faults, mantra dosh. So there you have it. Some people will like you, and some people not like you, and some people will be neutral. And now, this, of course, this is some of the anti-party is taking their place on the stage of Nittai's Leela. Text 24. Tomara Pagala Haya Haila Dushta Sangha Dosh Amasava Pagala Karite Asi Kise. You have become mad on account of bad association. Why have you come to our house to also make us mad like you two? So this is the anti-party. So you, Haridas and Nittai, you've become mad. You've become crazy. Who's crazy? Prabhupada wrote an article, or it was a lecture, which they published in Back to Godhead, 1975. Who's crazy? The materialists say we're crazy. Shave our head, chant Hare Krishna, jump up and down the street. And we say they're crazy, because if we ask them, who are you? He says, I don't know. Where did you come from? I don't know. Where are you going after you die? I don't know. What is the purpose of life? I don't know. So Prabhupada would say, who's crazy? They or we? So obviously, we know where we came from. We know where we're going. We know what we're doing. Right? We know the purpose of life. So obviously, we're quite sane and quite rightly situated. But these Durjanas, they didn't appreciate. Bhavya Sabya Loka Sabha Haila Pagal Nimai Pandit Nashta Karila Sakal. Many sober and civilized persons have become mad in this way. Nimai Pandit has spoiled all of these good people. Jay Gula Chaitanya Nritya Napaila Dwara Tarabhari Gele Matra Bale Mara Mara. As soon as Nittai and Haridas went to the houses of those who were not allowed to see Chaitanya's dancing, those people said, beat them, maro, maro. This is what happens when one's desire is frustrated. The response is anger. Anger. First it's mental anger, agitation. Then it comes to the tongue and verbal anger. And then if that doesn't find its satisfaction in expressing itself through the tongue, then it will go down. First anger boils the mind, then it moves the tongue, then it goes down to the ground floor and moves the hands. Tonk, tonk. Right? Beating, fighting, killing. Taking one gun, ah, two, one goalie, boom, bullet, goalie. So this is anger. So these unfortunate aparadis, when they came to Srivasa's house in the evening time, Rakta, or Nisha Leela, and the outer gates of the compound wall were locked, and there were some very large personalities posted at the door, known as bouncers or chokidars. And only those who were personally named by Lord Chaitanya and personally invited by Lord Chaitanya were allowed to enter the outer gate of Srivasa's courtyard. Kirtan by invitation only. It was a private party of for 200 only. No invitation, no pravesh, no entrance. So they came, and then because this is told in earlier chapters, and we want to see this famous dancing we've heard about, Gaur Nataraj dancing his Tandava Nritya, his wonderful male dance in the Sankirtan performance. We've heard, we want to see. Seeing is believing. And we hear that you roll on the ground and hunkar ha haribo ha ha gor gor. So much ulas and excitement. We want a little thrill in our lives also, because remember, 500 years ago there was no television. There's no movies, there was no radio, there was no internet. So life was very boring. There was nothing to do at night. But the rumor was spread around that there's a really, really big show at Shivas Thakur's place. So everybody flocked over there. Everybody gathered there. Yes, we want to come. It's a big party. Everyone likes a party. Dancing, music, excitement, happiness, fun. No entry. Hare Krishna, senior brahmacharis only. No entry. They have these signs everywhere around the campus. No entry, no entry, no entry. Pravesh Nehoga. You can't go inside. There's these signs you see around the campus. No entry. Grihastas only. Grihasta area, no entry. That's for all the yatris and pilgrims, I guess, or whatever. Husbands or wives or whatever. That's a sign for the husbands. No entry. Beware. Be careful. Don't go here. Don't go home. So they were angry, and now knocking on their door, the anti-party. Hey, wait a minute. That's Nittai. And Haridas, he's one of the kirtan leaders. We heard about it. He's one of the kirtan leaders in there. And Nittai is one of the primary dancers, and they're knocking on our doors. Haribo! Anyone home? Bhajo Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Karo Krishna, Shiksha. Hey, get out of Bita, huh? These guys, what are you doing? You won't let us into your place. We want to cover the kirtan. Now you're knocking on our door and saying, Chanare Krishna, what is this? When we come over to your place, we want to come in your house. We want to chant Hare Krishna with you. And worship Krishna with you and see what's going on. You say, no entry. Get lost. Now you're so bold, you're so foolish, you're so daring. You're coming to my house? Tit for tat. You won't let me in your house to chant, so get out, I'll beat you. Ah, maro, maro. Kehavale edui. Janakibat chor char chala kari charchia bulaya ghar ghar. This is great. Someone said, perhaps these two are spies working for a thief. They are wandering door to door in the pretext of preaching, but actually they're casing the place out. What we say in colloquial English. Sometimes someone comes to the door and he says, of your apartment, says, I'm from the municipality. I have to check your wiring. I have to check your electric meter. That's some ruse, some excuse. And he's dressed in some work clothes or some official clothes. Oh, yes, yes, come in, check my meter. He's looking around. Acha. And he's taking note, mental note. He's observing your apartment. Acha, they have silver plates and silverware, and oh, he has a big television set. He has a set of Srimad Bhagavatams. Acha, he has a full set of Srimad Bhagavatams here. Oh, it's a very wealthy house. Acha, there's deities of Nittai Gaura Sundar here. Oh, this guy is really wealthy. This guy is very, very rich. Huh? There's a full set of Chaitanya Charitamritas. Oh, wait till I tell my boss. So then, thank you very much, we've done our survey, your wiring seems very good. And then 2 days later, 10 gundas show up at your door with machine guns and everything. Hey! And they open the door. We're going to rob you. We know you have a set of Bhagavatams here. Give us those Bhagavatams. And the Chaitanya Charitamritas. And the Gauranitya Deities. Hey, wait a minute. What is this? So the people are accusing. They're saying, Nitai, they're saying, yes, yes, we're preachers. We've come from ISKCON to preach. We want to tell you to chant Hare Krishna. That's fake. They're actually seeing what kind of rare ancient paintings we have on our wall and antiques and what they can come later and rob our house. We have some Chinese furniture. Someone told me that they made a lot of money and bought Chinese furniture, whatever that means. I don't know what that means, but I guess it means it's valuable. So they'll come and rob your Chinese furniture. So watch out for these two chores. They said they're chores. So this is a very interesting verse from Chaitanya Bhagavat. This is chapter 13, text 27. Because Srila Prabhupada, of course, is fully aware of the teachings of Vrindavan Das Thakur and Krishnadas Kaviraj. So when the early devotees came to India in the 70s, the people of India, they were saying, these American devotees in Mayapur, they're spies. Exactly the same thing as 500 years ago. This is 500 years ago. The people of Navadvip, the Bengalis of Navadvip, were accusing Nittai. Of course, Nittai came from a foreign country also. He was from the spiritual world. So it's really a foreign country. So Nittai, he came from a foreign country, not exactly America, but the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, Braja Gokul, Balaram. He came from Nandagaon, Nitya Navadvip. And they said, this Nittai and his friend Haridas, his old buddy here, because Haridas is quite old, bent over, they're spies. They're working for the CIA. Because that's what the people, the Bengalis, now that was the Bengalis 500 years ago, and maybe this was their descendants or something. You know, 35 years ago, their great-grandchildren were saying, hey, who are these Western devotees, came from a foreign country? These Americans. I think they're spies. They're from the CIA, Central Intelligence Association, whatever it is. CIA. In India, you have the CID, right? FBI, CIA, CID, and all these things, XYZ. And then what do we have? We have GBC, right? So everyone has their investigative units. So they may be investigating the Swami pretty soon. No, but see, the thing is that this is very interesting. They have a phrase in English, history repeats itself. Have you ever heard that? History repeats itself. So there's World War I, and the British and Germans got angry with each other and went to war. Then a few years later, there's World War II, and the British and Germans got angry with each other and went to war again. So then there'll be World War III. Somebody gets angry with somebody and starts fighting. So history repeats itself. War is cyclic. So 500 years ago, Nittai and Haridas are being accused as being spies, collecting information. They're collecting information for a group of thieves. The same thing was leveled against Prabhupada's disciples. They're spies. They're collecting vital information about the security of India, and they're giving it to American government. America is going to plan a takeover of Bengal. And what the hell would America want to do with Bengal? Why would America have any interest in taking over Bengal? Unless they want to collect a few coconuts. But we already have coconuts in Florida. We don't have to go to Bengal. We have so many coconut trees in Florida. They're good coconuts also. So it's very interesting. History repeats itself. So Prabhupada must have known all this. So when he heard that his disciples were being... It was in a newspaper, and there was an investigation in the central government by the home ministry, which means the very big intelligence organization. The home ministry investigated to find out whether or not the ISKCON and the Hare Krishna members were actually CIA in disguise. And it was decided that no way. They were definitely not the CIA. They're too disorganized. They're too spaced out. They eat prasadam up to the neck, and then they go to sleep for hours and days. And then when they wake up, they jump around and chant Hare Krishna. They can't be CIA. So it's a very interesting point here. E mata prakata kene kariba sujane arabhara ase jari laibe diyane. And these critics, these critical people were saying, why would a good person act like they act? If they come to our house again, we will capture them and turn them over to the king. So this is, some people appreciated their preaching and some didn't. Shuni shuni nityananda haridasa hase chetanjera agyabale napaya tarase. On hearing the talk of these critical people, Nityananda and Haridas simply laughed. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. I think this is from New Testament. Maybe Jesus. It's a very popular shloka from the New Testament. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Of course, names, if they're Krishna's names, they'll do a lot of good for you. But the idea was that when Jesus was preaching, people were cursing him and saying, what is this? You say you're the Son of God, you heathen, you offender. You're offending the Lord. Whatever. So they didn't appreciate it. So this is Nityananda and Haridas. So many people are criticizing them and calling them spies and thieves and saying they're puggle. They said, you're puggle, you're crazy. Are you puggle? Puggle, they're crazy, they're spies. They become bewildered by bad association. And how do they respond? Haridas, did you hear that guy? Oh my, he says we're spies. Hey, Tamal Krishna, did you hear that? He says we're CIA. Really, Yashodhananda, hey, Guru Kripa, we're CIA. Hey, Dinanath, we're CIA. Hey, Bana, we're CIA. Anyway, here, take this book. Take this Bhagavad Gita. So Bhanudas there, and Dinanath, and Shamasundara, and all these devotees, Gurudas, when they were the first early devotees in India, traveling around India, they went to Bombay. People said, you're CIA! They went to Delhi, you're CIA! How much they must have laughed. You can imagine. Someone comes up, you're CIA. Oh yeah, right, I'm CIA. You know. So, the same thing. They were not affected. They're not affected at least bit by the critical words. They went on with their preaching. They didn't become disheartened or lose their enthusiasm to carry out the order of Chaitanya. On the strength of Lord Chaitanya's order, they were not frightened. The order itself, Chaitanya Agya Bale Napaya Tarase. Now this is, we heard repeatedly that the Guru Agya Shakti, and the order of the Guru is the power to carry it out. So the power to carry out the order means the power of fearlessness, the power of enthusiasm, the power of determination. Fearlessness, enthusiasm, determination, and the power of patience. This is also these four things are required to be successful in Guru Seva. So that power, to draw that power to be successful in Guru Seva comes from the Guru himself. He is the supreme powerhouse. Krishna Shakti Vini Nahe Tara Pravartan. Kali Kalera Dharma Krishna Nam Sankirtan. Krishna Shakti Nahe Tara Pravartan. If the Guru has no Krishna Shakti, then the disciples cannot do Pravartan. They cannot do Nam Pravartan. They cannot establish the holy name. They cannot preach. They cannot serve. The power to serve comes from Gurudev. So this was told, and every disciple has realized that he takes the order of the Guru, he surrenders, and all the magic begins. So the example, the sterling example of this principle is right here in this verse, chapter 13, verse 29. That they were not frightened. They were not frightened. They went on with their seva, their preaching prachar seva. Haridas Nittai continued relentlessly going door to door, house to house, village to village, all over Bengal, all over Navadvip, preaching. Bajo Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Koro Krishna Shiksha. No matter how much opposition, no matter how many obstacles, no matter how many critical words, offensive words, you, someone tells you all day, you're stupid, you puggle, you crazy, you thief. As we used to hear when we were on the streets in San Francisco and airports of Los Angeles and Seattle and Chicago and all these different places, people would say, you parasite, you parasite, you beggar, you know, this, that, you useless, you wretched person. Yeah, the phrase we used to hear so much, I don't know how they came up with this. They would say, they would look at us and they say, why don't you go back to India where you belong? I couldn't figure it out. This is in America, in San Francisco. The American businessmen, you would give them a book and they say, why don't you go back to India where you belong? And I used to think, please bless me. Please bless me that I can go back to India where I belong. Finally, with all their ashirvad, we moved back to India in 1987. We never left. So by the blessings of all these wonderful people we met on Sankirtan, who said so many wonderful things, we entered Vrindavan. Why don't you go back to India where you belong? Devotees belong in the holy dham, right? So we go, but we're there for preaching, to bring them to the holy dham. Prachar, welfare work, parakara upakara, the supreme welfare work, the supreme form of charity, distributing transcendental knowledge. He mata gari gari bulia bulia pratidina vishambara stane kahagia. In this way, Nittai and Haridas, they wandered from door to door, and then they met Vishambara at the end of the day, and they gave the Sankirtan report. So the original Sankirtan party, Nittai, Nityananda, Adiguru, Balaram, and Haridas, the original Das of the Holy Name, the perfectional servant of the Holy Name, the Acharya of the Holy Name, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. So these two made a company, preaching company, companions. And then the original Sankirtan leader, Vishwambara, who's nourishing the entire universe with his kripa, with his preaching, with his prem, Nam Sankirtan, Vishwambara. So every day they gave the report. Now we heard about the Sujanas and the critics, and now we're going to meet the Durjanas. Egdin patte deke dui matto jala mahadasyu prayadui madhyapa vishala. One day, Nityananda and Haridas saw two drunkards lying on the street. The two were fully intoxicated and they were acting like great rogues. Rogues means very... Mahadasyu means very bad people, very bad behavior. Obviously, everyone knows that these are the heroes of this story, or maybe the recipients of the heroic feat of Lord Nityananda. Now we're introducing Jughai and Mudhai. This is this is the 31st verse where the title of the chapter is The Liberation of Jughai and Mudhai. So 30 verses of preamble to set the scenery of Nityananda and Haridas going door to door, giving a report, and laughing at the critical response of the audience, and still maintaining their patience and enthusiasm and dedication. And now one day, another day of preaching. Every day, the preacher goes out every day. Sometimes favorable response, sometimes unfavorable, sometimes mixed. And now they meet the two drunkards. Se dui janara kata kaite apar, tara nahi karehena papa nahiar. There were unlimited stories being spread about these two drunkards, for there was no sin that they had not committed. In other words, they broke every rule in the book. Right? They committed every possible, every imaginable sin. They did it. If you can think of a sin, they already committed it. They already did it. Stealing and whatever else. So many sins. Brahmana haya madhya gomamsha bakshan daka churi para griha dahi sarvakshan. Although by birth they were two brahmanas, they were always engaged in drinking wine, eating meat, plundering others' wealth, and burning others' houses. Oh, it's called arson. They were thieves and doing arson. They were burning people's houses. Daka churi, paragriha dahi. Dahi means burning. Sarvakshan. That means sarvakshan means moment to moment, at every moment. Sarvakshana. Shana means moment. At every moment, they were really busy. At every moment, they were burning down houses, drinking wine. The translation says eating beef, but the word is mamsh. It is beef. It says gomamsh. Gomamsh. It says madhya. Madhya means wine. Gomamsh bakshana. Bakshana takachuri. They were stealing. They were robbing people's money and wealth and jewelry. And they're eating meat. They're eating goat. They're eating cows. Brahmanas. It's really fallen. Deyanena dhyak deka bolaya kotal madhya mamsa bina na ara nahi jayakal. And Jagai, or these two drunkards avoided punishment by the king and other notices of the town authorities. In other words, they didn't respond. The king was giving them notices to reform themselves and telling them, start behaving properly or I will arrest you. They weren't arrested immediately and they were ignoring it. They did not pass one day without drinking wine and eating meat. Dui jana patte pari gharagari jai jahare je payase tahare kilaya. The two drunks would roll along the street and they would punch anyone they met. Hey, tong. Duri taki lokasava patte deki ranga sehi kane nityananda haridasa sangha. As people watched these incidents from a distance, Nityananda and Haridas arrived there. Shani dui jani prita, shani dhare chule, chakara vakara shabda uchakari bale. Sometimes the two drunkards displayed affection for one another, and sometimes they pulled each other's hair while cursing. So these are the antics or the behavior of drunks. Some, oh, my brother. Oh, Jagai. Oh, come on. Oh, brother. Hey! You stupid. Hey! And they start pulling the hair out. Grabs his hair. Pulls his hair. Hey, what is this? And they start fighting and pulling each other's hair. 1 minute PR, 1 minute crowed. 1 minute love, 1 minute anger. This is the drunken condition, intoxicated condition. And all the conditioned souls in the material world are also like this. They're intoxicated. Prabhupada said everyone's intoxicated by maya, by illusory energy. So 1 minute they love you, and the next minute they hate you. It happens. He's your loving brother, and then your father dies, and you have an argument over property, then your brother kills you. It happened, I saw it happened right in Radhakund. Two brothers are fighting on the street over some property. Two brothers over one piece of property, and the fighting got so bad, one smacked the other one with a rock, and he died. Right in the middle of the day. Village, that's a village argument. The anger got so heated that one brother killed another brother. The greed, the anger. Kali Yuga. So this is the two drunkards that are some showing affection. So this is the scene. Nityananda and Haridas come upon this scene, these two drunkards, and they heard all these stories about them. Now they're seeing them with their own eyes. They're embracing in a drunken stupor. And then they're pulling each other's hair and shouting all kinds of curse words and profanities. So with that scene in our mind, the compassionate angelic faces of Nityananda and Haridas on one side, effulgent with prema and radiating so much compassion and love. They're standing on one side, and these dark guys are rolling all over the... These two drunks are rolling over the street with their hair all over the place and dust like this. So we'll see what happens tomorrow in the ongoing story of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Chaitanya Bhagavat ki!